The presidents of the South Dakota and North Dakota Farmers Unions met with policymakers in Washington, D.C. to discuss several topics important to farmers and ranchers in the Dakotas, and high on that list, commodity transportation. I talked with the president of the North Dakota Farmers Union, Mark Watney.
The meeting that you had last week, it was yourself and also the president of the South Dakota Farmers Union that met with members of the Surface Transportation Board in D.C. talking about increased rail shipping costs. Can you tell me why you thought this was important to do?
Well, I think we're seeing farmers are starting to see their transportation cost as one of their highest expenses. And we're in a time frame with very low commodity prices. And if our only solution to that is to get more efficient, we can't ignore that transportation is very, very large part of our costs. And we currently believe that the competition within the rail system has gotten to be very slim, if not for any. And we sit in a captive market here in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana.
You know, that is an excellent point. There isn't a whole lot of competition in rail. So from looking at that, what can be done?
Well, typically you could look at a lot of different things. First, you could allow for usage on the other person's rail, so you could get another company that could run down the rail for a certain amount of miles. You could also put in some limitations for a region where you're a captive shipper on what they can truly charge. They could do the analysis and see, you know, why does it take more money to send from North Dakota to the coast than Nebraska to the coast, for example, when it's the same amount of bushels or same amount of pounds and the same amount of miles. And they could make some determinations based on that to find out is there some non-competitive pricing factors in the marketplace.
And you mentioned it a little bit when we first started, how important this is to farmers in North and South Dakota with everything else, all the other expenses and commodity prices and trade issues and everything else going on. How important are these shipping costs?
Well, it's just another part of it. I mean, it's very important because it is quite large. I mean, it ends up being, at least a 10 or 20% cost in your budget. And we also have things where, the farmers help build these large terminals to ship out of. And the rail now is talking some type of a precision transportation system where they drop 10 or 11 cars here and 10 or 11 cars over there. Well, that kind of takes us back to where we were before. And we built all that infrastructure to make the rail more efficient, but yet it doesn't transfer down to the farmer's price that he gets paid for his bushels.
How receptive do you feel like the folks in D.C. were when you guys were speaking?
Well, I thought they were fairly receptive. I thought they were definitely interested in looking into it further. We're really hoping they will do that. It actually was my second meeting out there with them. And I think they are getting sensitive to understand that the farmer does not have any ability to pass these costs on. And when that situation sits there, we get it on both sides. So when the fertilizer or other products come that we put into the ground, we pay that freight because everybody passes it to the farmer. And then when we ship that grain out, we pay the freight because they pass that down to the farmer. So it seems like the system is stacked against the farmer in transportation, and then you throw on top of it that nearly four companies own 97% of the commodity shipped in this country, and you can see where our concern on this competition is very, very much a bit real issue.
What do you hope for now, or what is the next step, and what is the best case scenario?
Well, we're supplying more information to the STB. To me, the best scenario would be is they, somewhat look into the regions and see if there truly is this uncompetitive marketplace. They start to look at that cost per bushel or cost per pound to ship per mile and see what the inequities are. And then they take some action. I mean, there could be two ways. One could be through regulatory, through the STB, or the STB could work for some legislative avenues to say where, there's a limited amount of competition in an area that there's going to be some fixed rates that are within the realm of reasonable.
All right, Mark, is there something that I've missed, anything that I've missed, or anything else that you would like to bring to light?
I think, there is one more area that's interesting. This is about how the rail prices the direction that we go with our grains. So if they're running fairly full on one track system, they can simply raise the price, and that will make it better to ship a different direction. So they have that tool. Well, that may not always be in the interest of farmers, and we could actually be paying higher rates that would ship a different direction that would enhance the railroad's ability to make money. That's not a bad thing from the rail perspective, but if that charge comes back to us, then it's not fair. We're basically paying for their efficiency. So I think that's another issue.
Is there any type of regulation or anything on that currently?
Well, the rail has gotten themselves in a pretty good position. They've asked the government to definitely stay out of their business and not regulate, so there's very little regulation now. And on the other hand, they asked the rail to make sure that they're profitable, so they want the governor on the income side, but they don't want the government involved on the expense side. So I think that's a huge issue, and I think it needs some examination.
All right. It really does work out quite in favor of the rail and not necessarily in America's farmers.
Yeah, and we have no choice. In most of these markets, their only other option is truck, and that just doesn't work. So the rail system knows they're going to haul our grain. And when they know they're going to get a product, they don't make it a priority. So that, in some cases, ends up being delayed cars and things sitting here, and we can't move product because everything's full. That all plays in this because the rail knows we don't have the ability to haul it any other way.
President of the North Dakota Farmers Union, Mark Watney. I'm Sabrina Hill.